أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن للمتقين مفازا حدائق وأعنابا وكواعب أترابا. In the previous ayat, the beginning of the surah, Allah Ta'ala said the non-believers are making a joke about the day of Qiyamah, and that as though it will never come, asking when is it coming, up to now it hasn't come, etc. Then Allah explained that how it will come, and there is no doubt of its coming, it's 100% sure. And then Allah Ta'ala explained the punishment which the people of the non-believers will have on the day of Qiyamah, and what they had disputed about and made a joke about, they will see it in front of their eyes. Now Allah Ta'ala explains, on the other hand, those people who believed in Allah, who believed all the requirements of Iman on the day of Qiyamah, etc., what their great rewards will be. The Quran Sharif is filled with this also, and at various places, various aspects of the ni'mat of Jannah are explained. Yes, certain ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala explains. Allah Ta'ala says, Inna lil muttaqina mafaza. Abeshak darwalo ko unki murad milni hai. There is no doubt whatsoever that those people who are muttaqeen, who had taqwa, that is Iman, of course, is in there. And together with Iman, they had this taqwa also, that they fulfilled the Iman, they made correct, they feared Allah, they believed in Allah Ta'ala, they knew who the great being of Allah Ta'ala is, and accordingly they made the belief. And they had this taqwa, fulfilled the commandments of Allah Ta'ala, and stayed away from all the things which Allah Ta'ala had made haram, and which Allah Ta'ala dislikes. For them, mafaza, that they will be given the great success. And the success is that whatever they had desired, they will get, to their hearts full, and much more than that also. The people of Jannah will be given all their ni'mat, and Allah will ask them, are you happy? They will say, how can we not be happy when you have given us more than what we could do, what we desire also. More than what a person can imagine, Allah Ta'ala has prepared in Jannah. And after that, Allah will give them even more, and that is, He will show Himself to them, and that will be the greatest ni'mat. To find Allah Ta'ala in this world to that extent, Allah Ta'ala will show himself according to the ma'rifat a person has acquired. So this great success, which is of every type of success, for example, there is no death there, there is no accident, there are no accidents there are no illnesses there are no fights there, nothing, and you live there forever. But that is the great success. Then a little bit in detail, Allah Ta'ala explains, Hada'iq, Ba'agh hai, there will be orchards and orchards of fruit, and this gardens and orchards, whatever is in this world is only as far as name is concerned, that it is the same name which is in Jannah. But the details of it is completely different. It's only ishtirak-e-ismi, the name that is the same. That we say here orchards, we say there are orchards. But the orchards of here and there is a world apart. Much, much completely different. What fruit there will be in Jannah. And these orchards, you don't have to go and pick the fruit will come to you. This fruit will be such, every bite you take, it will have a different, better taste than the previous one. It will be such that here in our fruit, from a guava, sometimes a worm comes out. And the fruit of Jannah, a hurain will come out. So we cannot imagine what that fruit will be like. And those branches will come down to a person, and he will pick up the fruit, and immediately it will be replaced with another fruit again. And so a person will keep on enjoying, and particularly of the fruit of Jannah and the orchards of Jannah will be wa'anaba or angur. There will be vines and vines of grapes. And yeah, in this world we have so many different varieties of grapes. A person cannot imagine what it will be like in Jannah. And there will be these vines, and they will be giving their wonderful shades also. And a person will just enjoy so greatly. And as our ulama have explained, Maulana Muhammad Umar Saab Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali says, that just to hear about in Jannat is so enjoyable. What will it be when a person is in Jannat? We cannot imagine what those enjoyments will be. And yeah, Allah has promised them all for the muttaqeen. So yeah, what we have to do here is to acquire this taqwa. Also, we should remember that the ni'mats of Jannat are so great. And we do think of them, we talk of them, and which we should. And the adab of Jahannam is so severe. And if a person thinks a lot about it, it is possible he can even lose his iman, become so depressed. So what is required in this world is to do those actions which will take us to Jannah. And stay away from those actions that take us to Jahannam. That is all. And then we will reach there where Allah Ta'ala inshallah will grant us all Jannah. Another great ni'mat of Jannah, Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala explains, وَكَوَاعِبَ أَتْرَابَ or no juan orte, ek umar ki sab. And there will be those young maidens, that is the hurul een of Jannat. And they will be at the young tender age of just puberty. They just at that age they will reach, and they won't grow older. The greatest enjoyment and the greatest time of a person's life is when he just becomes baligh. And from then his descent starts already. He starts going down now, his health going down, especially if a person misuses this puberty. Especially, for example, the action of the hand. A person, young boys usually do this. Unfortunately, we hear that girls also are involved in this, and they satisfy themselves with that. A person, his health, he starts diminishing his health, his strength, etc. At Jannat, it will be at that stage only. And it is after a while that the beard of a person, of a man, grows in this world. In Jannat, you won't reach that stage where the beard grows. So there won't be beards in Jannat, because you won't have reached that stage. And you will just remain at that stage, just where your adolescence, your youth has reached its highest vigor, and it will be there all the time. And then your partners, this Hurul Een, Allah Ta'ala will make them of the same age of yours. And that is also for further and complete perfect enjoyment. When you are of the same age, you understand one another very well. And then you have this greatest enjoyment. And they will remain virgins also all the time. You will have relations with them, but they will be virgins again all the time. And this great enjoyment Allah has kept. And more than all this ni'mat we must think about. But more than that, we must think of becoming muttaqi, of observing the commandments of Allah Ta'ala and not breaking the laws of Allah Ta'ala. So this great enjoyment Allah Ta'ala has kept in Jannat, and we here have to worry, not only dream about Jannat and then we don't observe the commands of Allah. But yeah, more importance we must give is to the commands of Allah. And yeah, Allah has mentioned the great quality of taqwa. May Allah bless us with this, and may Allah prepare us for that eternal enjoyable life.